This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And happening tonight at Umpqua Community College, the Umpqua Chamber Orchestra is in concert, and the featured conductor and pianist, Andrea Andreev, in with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So did I get your name right?
Yes.
All right, very good. So you are at the college for how long?
For this semester, almost 10 weeks.
And talk about your background, where all you've been.
Yeah, I was born in Kyrgyzstan, which used to be part of USSR. And then at age 15, I moved to Russia, and I got my college degree in Russian. Then I went to conservatory. So I got my master's in conservatory with one of the best teachers at the time. He passed away about 6 months ago. His name was Albert Tarakanov. And then I studied in Italy and at University of Oregon.
Wow. And so was it the U of O? How did you end up at the U of O?
Well, I came to the United States just to travel to see, you know, like places, because I always was going to visit the United States at some point. And then I met some friends here, and they told me, why don't you try maybe to go to University of Oregon? I said, well, I already have a degree. Why should I? They told me, well, if you'd like to experience like new way of education and like something more European or not European, Western type of education, why not to try? And he convinced me to go to University of Oregon and to do the audition, and that's how I got in. I got full scholarship, though, so for me it didn't cost much. So for me it was kind of great opportunity to explore better, I mean, not better, maybe like different way of education.
So have you been in Oregon ever since then?
No, after I graduated, I went back to St. Petersburg. That's where my career started after I graduated University of Oregon. So I've been there for 3 years. And after the 3 years, I came here again because of the situation between the countries in that point. Yeah.
Wow. So how did you get into music?
When I was a kid, my mom and my father, they got a piano and they put it in our terrace. And I started to just improvise without knowing any theory, and I started to improvise more and more. And their daughter, the people who gave us piano, their daughter would come and play on this piano, and I would just stand by and look at her hands. And then I started to see some patterns, and after she gone, I started to repeat what she's done. And her father once heard me, and he said to my parents that without knowing theory, without knowing anything about music, he does pretty good, so maybe you can consider him to get to the music school. So that's how I got to the music school, and I started to take part in competitions, and I won several all-Russian competitions and then international competitions. For me, it was some sort of sign that maybe, even though I started late, which was like 10 years old, maybe it's a sign that I can do good in it.
Wow. So have you always stuck with just classical?
Yes, but I also respect a lot of other genres. I like rock music, I like rap sometimes, and I like jazz music. But mostly I would say that what to me, I personally practicing in classical genre.
So now you're at the college for a while. What are your plans going ahead?
Well, it's very hard to predict because you never know what's going to be tomorrow, especially with the situation right now. Because I came here just for 6 months when all of this started. I came here just to wait up until everything settled down. And I was thinking within a year I'll be back to St. Petersburg. So since the situation was not fixed, if possible to say so, I'm still here. But I'm open to the opportunities. I have several students online from all over the countries, and I have several students in Eugene, in Portland. So I'm giving concerts as well. I'm going to San Francisco this July, and I'm going to perform in Eugene July 31st. So there's like some opportunities for me as a musician to perform, as a musician to teach. So Jason Hill, the chairman of the music department of Umpqua Community College, he kindly offered me this position for a while, and I'm very grateful for it. So this is basically what I'm opening up for.
Wow. So tonight you're conducting. Talk about the performance, what people will hear if they come out to the college.
Yeah, tonight it's going to be a very great concert. It will consist of two composers. One of the composers is actually myself, and another composer, which I very adore, is Joseph Haydn. So the reason why I decided to choose Joseph Haydn was because I consider him to be one of the most fresh composers. He was the one who actually established sonata form. He was the one who basically was in the source or like in the roots of the classical era, so-called. So today we will hear Symphony No. 27 and Piano Concerto by Joseph Haydn. But beside that, I will also conduct three pieces of mine, which was composed when I got to the United States, and mostly these pieces are composed in some sort of like remembrance of my time in Russia, my time in Kyrgyzstan, because the first movement called Insistence, it's where we're kind of getting into the situation when surrounding around us is not so compelling, my English is second language, when situation around us is not so great, and sometimes you have to go to certain degree of compromise. The second movement is Pasakale. It's basically remembering about certain warm parts of your, you know, past. And the third movement or third piece is Rondo. So Rondo is actually written in the genre of Kyrgyz music. So I kind of tried to combine Kyrgyz music or Kyrgyz rhythms with Western type of music. So that's what's going to be in tonight's program.
How many people are in the chamber orchestra?
Currently, it's about 13, 14 people, and sometimes there's more, sometimes there's less. That's actually an opportunity for those who play any instruments to be welcomed into the orchestra, because they are looking for, new members. And if our listeners can play any type of instruments, they're welcome to try themselves in the part of the orchestra.
Wow. So it's tonight, 7 o'clock, Center Stage Theater, general admission, $15, 10 for senior students, free, and Andrea and Reeve will be conducting. Anything else you want to let people know about why you are so into music?
Well, music is one of the greatest ways to express yourself, not verbally. I also like literature a lot, and I sometimes write texts, and right now I'm working on one of my books. But mostly what I love about music is that the music can create a certain atmosphere without telling you what the atmosphere is about. And this is one of the most beautiful part about music, because music can give you sense of certain event without actually causing the event. For example, you can feel happy when you listen to certain happy music. You can feel sad when you listen to certain type of sad music. And that's what I think is one of the most beautiful part about music. And that's the reason why I am in the music, because music can give you your type of atmosphere, your type of feelings, because music is all about emotions, all about feelings. And when you get to the concert, when you start to listen to the music, some people tell me, well, we don't understand classical music, why should we show up in the concerts? Yeah, I usually say, if you can feel something while you're listening to the music, it already means that you understand music, because music is not meant to be understood intellectually, it's meant to be understood emotionally. So that's the beautiful part of music. That's the reason why I'm there.
All right. Andrea Andreev, again, at Umpqua Community College, 7 o'clock tonight. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
8:40 at the Morning Report.